So Yaakov sent Yosef to see how the brothers were doing, which was not really a rational thing, that he knew that they were were full of hatred of him. But it says, V'yomlo lechna re'ei es shlom achecha v'shlom atzon, v'ashiveni dover ashecheu me'emech Hebron v'yavosh shchema. It's very strange. Hebron, as you know, is on a mountain. What does it mean? He sends him from the valley of Hebron. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Salvechik mentions that from a valley you can't see clearly. From up high you can see very clearly, but from a valley you can't see clearly. So this was indicative of the fact that Yosef was not going to be seen for 22 years, that Yaakov's sight was impeded, that he couldn't see clearly that what was going to be happening. But he understood that when it says Ba'emek Hebron, it says that it means from the people who are living in the Hebron, in the ground of Hebron, meaning Avram. That in other words, this was really the Torah was hinting at us that this was going to be the initiation of the prophecy of the Bris Ben Abisarim. And that's reinforced when Yosef is lost, and you see an Ish. It says, Vayishaleu Ish Lemramat Vakesh. Vayimtzeu Ish, a man found him. Hinei Sav Asod, and he was confused in the field. And then Vishaleu Ish Lemramat Vakesh. And again, the man asked him again, what are you looking for? And he said, I'm looking for my brothers. And then Vayomar Ish, again, it keeps saying the man, meaning that this was a malach. That was, again, the malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to help guide Jewish history, that it should go on the way that it's supposed to go in. So we see here that the Rebbeinu Shem always has a malach, as it were, to guide us, even though it may not seem to be a good path or a proper path, but it is the path that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get us to our ultimate destination, and that is the Mashiach. May we be zochet for that immediately.